Chapter 35. Deliverance. Human beings can't remain for long in a state of perpetual crisis. The home planet had swiftly returned to something like normal. No one really doubted or dared to doubt that what the media had quickly named Operation Deliverance could possibly fail. It was true that all long-term planning had been put on hold, and most public and private business was conducted on a day-to-day basis. But the sense of impending doom had lifted, and the suicide rate had actually dropped below its normal value now that it seemed there would, after all, be a tomorrow. Aboard Goliath, life had settled down to a steady routine. Once every revolution of Kali, maximum thrust would be switched on for 30 minutes, each time pushing the asteroid a little farther away from its original path. On Earth, the result of each firing would be reported immediately in every news bulletin. The traditional weather maps had taken second place to charts showing Kali's present orbit, still impacting on Earth, and the desired one missing it completely. The date when the world might expect to relax had been announced long in advance, and as it approached, all normal business ceased. Only the most essential services were maintained, until the moment when Space Guard gave the eagerly awaited news that Kali would graze the outermost fringes of the atmosphere, producing no more than a spectacular fireworks display. The Thanksgiving celebrations were spontaneous and worldwide. There was probably not a single human being on the planet who was not involved in some manner. Goliath, of course, was bombarded with messages of congratulation. They were received gratefully, but Captain Robert Singh and his crew were not yet prepared to relax. Merely grazing the atmosphere was not good enough. Goliath would keep driving Kali until it would miss by at least 1,000 kilometers. Only then would victory be absolutely certain.